Cash Talk supporters, now you can take us everywhere you go. Available everywhere on all major platforms.
Welcome to the hottest damn podcast on the planet, Cash Talk Podcast. It's no talk like Cash Talk.
Yo, this is your boy Chris Cash, aka Man of Many Temples, aka Last of a Dying Breed. And you're listening to the world's most sanest podcast on the planet. You're listening to Cash Talk Podcast. There's no talk like Cash Talk. It's always a pleasure to be able to address you guys and be able to entertain you guys. Salute to each and every one of you that have been supporting, this donating to the podcast. I know a lot of you guys have been hitting me up asking how can you send some type of blessings and things like that. If you want to send donations to help this podcast, we@inquiries@gmail.com, and that's PayPal. Remember, this podcast, Cash Talk Podcast, is available everywhere on all major platforms. And also make sure you follow us over there on Instagram and over there on Facebook at Cash Talk Podcast. And make sure you like and follow. For another powerful show, you already know how your boy do it. Listen, all right, man. There's a lot of things going on in the world right now, from the coronavirus, political candidates campaigning to be the next president of the United States, and natural disasters, you know, volcanoes erupting. It's just a lot of things is happening at once. A lot of people just wake up every day and it's like they in a twilight zone. Okay, let's keep it saying here. What I want to talk about today is if they can get you to reverse your testimony, then they know they can get you to reverse your reality. All right, really let that sink in. Pay attention to me now, okay? If they can get you to reverse your testimony, okay, meaning telling any and everybody who have ears about what God did for you, where you came from, how you overcome, how you survive, how the chips were stacked against you, damn it, okay? And you Rocky Balboa that thing, damn it, okay? All right, people can get you not to speak on how far you have come from. If people can get you not to uplift someone that's maybe be drowning, maybe in the same exact situation you was once facing. If people can get you not to be a light to other people or use your past as a stepping stone, okay? If people can get you to reverse your testimony, then they can get you to reverse your reality. They can get you to stop speaking about where you came from and start, you know, throwing little things in your way to let you know how you ain't, how you really didn't, you know, change, okay, you for the better, or how, you know, bringing up things that's currently happening in your life, you know what I'm saying? These are the things to get a person, you know, away from their wise thinking, a positive thinking, you know? So you have people in their lives that, again, they want to take away your testimony. They want you to reverse that. They get you to reverse the testimony because they know, if they know you're not thankful no more, if you don't see where you come from, or you don't remember where you come from, or you will just focus on your current circumstances, on your current problem only, they know your reality of your blessing will change, and you will start looking at what God bless you with as curses, and you'll start questioning God, and you'll start cursing God, and blaming him for the things that you should blame yourself for, and the devil. And you don't have to listen to me. You don't have to agree with your boy Chris Cash. This ain't what it about. I'm keeping it sane. It's your boy Chris Cash, aka I'm Elgin, aka Man of Many Talents. And you listen to the world's most sanest podcast on the planet. This Cash Talk. There's no talk like Cash Talk. If they can get you to reverse your testimony, then they can get you to reverse your reality. Your reality of life. Your outlook of life. You know, you have to be very, very careful. Very, very vigilant. Because, unfortunately, I know a lot of us don't want to see the bad in people. Or see warning signs in people. But we must embrace making sure that our circle and our team and the people that we spend most of our precious time with, okay, are there around us to help us win, okay? Because what's the point of having people around us? What's the point of being in a relationship? What's the point of being in a friendship? What's the point being in any type of business relationship if, hey, okay, we taking each other head off? I mean, what's the point of us buying a new car, but one of us keep poking it with a knife every time we get mad at each other, okay? We can never drive the car if the wheel's flat, okay? How about, now, I don't mean to describe some of y'all relationships or something like that, but I'm just using that as an example. I ain't talking about you. It might feel like I'm talking about you. I'm just using a general example, okay? All right. A lot of us have forgotten how far we have come. A lot of us have forgotten how strong we are. And to me, right, you know, a lot of that blame goes on the TV, the movies, the music. I'm just keeping it sane, damn it. All right, a lot of that is the blame. You have 24-hour news network. That's all they do is blast their phony narratives and their, phony agendas, okay? So that 24 hours a day, Fox News, CNN News, and so on, and point of fear, okay? Most of the things that they report on the news is fear-based. You hardly ever get a positive or, story or something that'll make your heart smile. You know, and if you do get some in the news that's positive, it's only either followed or after, you know, they just spent 10 hours there, okay, talking about the worst type of news you can possibly report, okay? All right? So I'm just saying, so nothing can operate from the powers of be for if it's fear is not involved, and I want you guys to get what I'm saying here, okay? Fear plays a major part of anybody's deception. If someone want to deceive you, or if someone want to get some out of you, or whatever, they have to make sure, it have to be wrapped up in fear, because when someone fears something, or when you fear something, you're not able to make the most wisest decisions. You're not able to think fast enough. You know, you'll make decisions or, you know, things like that you would later on maybe regret, okay? All right, so to say all that, to say this, damn it, you just gotta make sure that you don't let your circumstances, you don't let the people around you, they ain't making you reverse your testimony. You know, you keep telling the people around you how far you come. You keep telling everybody to have ears and a soul where you've been. You have to tell any and everybody where you have come from, what God have done for you, okay? You must, because this is what will bring back love back to this world and to society. People is feeling hopeless because people is holding on to their testimonies because they focus on their current problem. Well, I don't got enough to pay the bills, which I get it. All right, that's a problem. You do need money, moolah, okay? I get it. But when you start putting that over the well-being of your heart and your soul and the well-being of other human beings, this is materialistic shit, man. And we putting this over souls and human beings that we cannot get back, and that's the trick. We put materialistic things over precious souls, and when these souls pass away, then those materialistic things that we neglected people over become valueless. We don't even entertain those things no more, because now we booing, hooing, wishing we had back that person. So let's fix this problem before we have to go through it, okay? I'm all about that. I be telling my wife all the time, damn it, and my family, anybody got ears, I'm the type of that dude. See, you don't understand me, a lot of y'all, because I tunnel vision, okay? Let's try to prevent the problem by handling the things we have to do now. Things that we tell me and my wife tell our sons, our children, you know, do what you have to do now, and it won't be no second time. You won't have to do it again. Don't give me no back lip or no attitude because I'm telling you for the fifth time, and you, man, dad and mom bugging me. We not bugging you. If you would have did it right the first time, or just did it the first time, period, then guess what? You won't have to worry about the second, third, fourth time, and mom and dad bugging you. Okay, all right. Them teenagers with their rolling of their eyes and, you know, things like that. I mean, come on, their eyeballs gonna pop out one day. All right, who got a team? Y'all, who got a team? Who got children? All right, y'all hear me? Y'all feel me? Damn it, okay. All right, listen to me now. Remember, we not them, we us. It's just not a hashtag. It's a lifestyle. It's a way of life. Okay, we live this, we eat this, we sleep this, guys. All right, look, I need my listeners. I need my views. I need my supporters to really, really take this in there, man. You need to get this broadcast, this show, and you need to download it and get any and everybody around you to download and to listen to this one right here. Because this right here will save you, okay? And I can put my life on it. You know why? If you don't know how far you come, if you forget your past, you will never know how much improvement you have done or how much improvement you should make. You see that? So, you know, you get some people who tell black people, hey, yeah, okay, you throwing a race card, okay. That happened hundreds of years ago. Wait a minute, damn it, okay. Listen, we still getting taught about Christopher Columbus, and that's a damn lie. We still getting talked about Abraham Lincoln and George Washington, all them, all that BS, damn it, okay. But you telling me I have to forget my blackness, I have to forget my coat, slavery, and how you hung us from trees, and where we come from. You split our families up, you raped our women, you sold us like freaking vegetables at a Chinese supermarket, damn it, okay. All right, but you telling me I gotta forget my past and forget who I am? If I forget my past, we're gonna have I won't wait, what? That's part of the depression, that's part of the stress right there, okay. All right, if someone is adopted, okay, or someone that haven't met their dad, their father, or their mother, okay, for the first time, okay, and they don't really know exactly, they find out, they don't, you know what I'm saying, they don't, they find out all this, all their life, they have been told some type of a lie, whether it's for their protection or whatever. A lot of those people that have been through those things start going through the depression and stress, a lot of them, because the stress and not really knowing where you come from what kills you. When people have experienced tragedy, you know, every tragedy is horrible. Okay, all right. But you know, if someone dies in a car accident, which is horrible, but if someone goes missing and never ever found, sometimes you will hear people that have said that, look, at least I know what happened to my family member. At least I know they died in a car accident. Of course, I'm hurt that they're not here, whatever, and I'm still having pain, but still, at least I have that closure. But when someone goes missing, that's agony. That's oh my gosh, stress, and at its all time high. Okay, all right. You have to know where you have come from. You have to know your past. Courage, any and every one of you, go know your find out your family history. Go talk to your oldest uncle. Go talk to your oldest auntie. Go talk to your grandma if you're still privileged to have your grandma. Talk to your mothers. Talk to your father. Talk to your older siblings. Talk to anybody that's older than you that got any type of knowledge or wisdom, or anybody. If they're younger than you but have wisdom, you know what I'm saying? It don't matter about your family and their history. You won't know fully who you are and your potential if you really don't know where you come from. A lot of you holding your heads down and moping around, and your energy is just down and your energy is just sad because you feel like shit. You feel like you're nobody. You feel like you can't, you know, you have nothing to offer. But a lot of you have come from greatness and have some great people in your family, people, role models. You don't have to look at LeBron James, okay, David? You don't have to look at other celebrities, Beyonce and all them, damn it. Jay-Z and all that. I can go on, Madonna, Katy Perry. You don't have to look at those people. A lot of you got people, role models, and great people, examples in your own damn family. Okay, so that's why it's so important. You cannot neglect the past. You have to know where you've been to know where you're going. All right? So, again, if they could get you to reverse your testimony, they can get you to reverse your reality. So they could get you to stop, you know, looking at how much and far you come, the blessings, you being grateful, waking up in the AM saying, thank God for the, what we say, little things, which is the most important things, right? Okay, you'll find that out more and more you live life, right? But you thank God for the birds and the trees, the snow. Yeah, you want to be in California, but you're alive, you know. Yeah, you want to live in another house, but that don't mean you neglect and don't be thankful for what you got. You know, it's just like if I give you $2 and you talk about I want a five and you moping around, and that's my money I gave you, that's very, very, very disrespectful. Yeah, we do that to God all the time. We get in a situation where we want more money, or we want to move, or we want a better house, but so we neglect our current situation, but we expecting we gonna get better. Dude, you smacking God in his face. That's so disrespect. What's the difference when someone do that to you? You know what I mean? So, again, people have to understand, don't let people to take back your, to make you start rethinking where you came from. You know where you won't come from. You know what storm you have survived, okay? And no one can take that away from you. And don't let no one take that away from you, ladies and gentlemen. Do you understand me right now? Your testimony is all you have in this world. And it's the most powerful thing, not just for self, but for each other. You go, man, I want to help the world. I want to help society. What can I do? This is what you can do. Tell your testimony to any and everybody. Yeah, some people will take it as bragging. You know, some people take it, you know what I'm saying, as that. But no, I don't care. When you, if you know you, your intention is not to brag or to rub in people's face, you tell your testimony and seek out souls that is going through similar situations or have gone to similar battles, similar storms you have faced. Seek those people because you their therapist, you their calm. God is using you to be a miracle in their life. So by we looking at all these other celebrities and all this other illusion and how they changing lives and saving lives and got these charities, what you not understanding, what you possessing you. You just as big a hero than anybody else, than anybody else. So again, your testimony is so powerful. And if that's why they know that, so if they can get put fear in society through the news, through the TV, through the music, if they can get you to stop looking within yourself and what you possess, if they can get you to always look out of yourself and depend on them, their system, their materialistic, their doctors, their this, then their God, and their God is Google. Okay, all right. They have made Google into God, you know what I'm saying? So artificial God, of course. But a lot of people, you know, live off this, well, I can't see God, I can't see Jesus, so he don't exist. But you can't see air, carbon dioxide, and air make you live when you breathe, and carbon dioxide could kill you, murder you. But you can't see those things. So, okay, I don't know where we going with that, but all right. Don't let them reverse your testimony, because if they can get you to reverse your testimony, they can get you to reverse your reality and your outlook on life. So a lot of you guys have come so far, and I don't want you to start then people in your life, that's demons in your life that pretend to be your friend, pretend to be your boo thing, pretend to be your family, pretend to be your grandma, pretend to be your father, family member, mother, you get my point, sister, brother, you know, that's around you. They're trying to poke hole in your come up. You know, you changing your mind. You changing the way, you know what I'm saying, you think, to change the way you eat. Why you eating that? You know you want to eat this steak, or why you going to church, man? You know, all pastors do take your money, or why you always posting good stuff on Facebook? You know, you in real life, you this. You know, all these things, man, all these things is just, it's the people don't even know they being used, because people not in every second of your life. You are, all right? And God get access to that, and the demons get access to that, so they know how to use people to affect the area to get to you, to get on your nerves, and in what area, you know what I'm saying? They know that, so they'll use to discourage you. And if they can get you to kind of doubt yourself and go, well, you know where I am from, you know, or maybe I ain't doing this, or maybe am I? If people can just get you to question who you are, okay, just get you to question your greatness, they got. Shit, damn it. Okay? They just need to get you the question. Well, am I? Well, maybe I'm not that good. Well, maybe I am phony. Well, maybe behind closed doors I'm this, and maybe I am being fake. Maybe if they can get you to doubt yourself, if they can get you to question yourself, oh my goodness, now they can throw more things. Now current situation, now they get you to look at your current situation, and now you focus on your current situation like it's the end of the world because you're neglecting your testimony. You're neglecting what God have brought you from. You forgot about, man, the Goliath you had to face 2, 3, 4 years ago. Wasn't you just dying in a hospital? Was you about to die in a hospital? Didn't you just have cancer? Didn't you just survive a bad car accident? Then you was going through a relationship that you thought you was going to have to hang yourself or kill somebody, damn it, to get out of? Damn it. I mean, wasn't you just locked up in jail and you didn't see no way out? Damn it, and God gave you a third or fourth, fifth chance? But you forget all of that. All of that, damn it. My Rennie Houston voice. Okay, we forget all of that and focus on this current situation, the bills, oh, not enough money. Now I'm finna just make an irrational decision and say F everything off this current situation. And then when tomorrow come, you dummies, you're gonna find out you overreacted, but now you got this situation to deal with on top of that situation. And plus you got people around you reminding you every second of your damn existence how you at fault, how you didn't change, how you gonna crumble, how they didn't survive this situation, how they know somebody else that went through the exact situation that didn't survive this situation, and you just succumb to your injury and you flatline. Beep. If people can get you to reverse your testimony, they can get you to reverse your reality. You won't look at the beautiful thing. Appreciate your children, appreciate your wife, appreciate your husband. The things you don't love about him. The thing you don't love about your wife. The thing you don't love about your kids. But you appreciate them. The things you do. You know what I'm saying? You'll go to your job. You go to your career. You wake up and you'll grind. You'll feel energetic. You'll feel so just ready to take on the world. You don't never forget where you come from. Do you get that? If they can take that away from you and take your testimony and reverse it, then they can get you to reverse it, make you reverse your reality, so your outlook on life, you'll wake up every day in a nightmare. You will always be in this state of conscious fear. Now they got you on the exact frequency, on the exact level that they want you at. So the news and the media and the music and the TV and it can all play their part now, because you on the frequency that they want you on. So their tools to use to keep the fear going in you and keep you at the level of where they want can be successful. Do that make any sense? You have overcome. You have come a long way. And you are beating life. You are getting hit. You are that overcomer. You are that overachiever. No, you are not that deadbeat. No, you are not a loser. No, you don't give up. No, you haven't give up. No, you haven't failed. Because how could you do any of those things if you are still here to listen to today's show? Okay? Don't let them. Okay? Don't let anybody. Cats, dogs, ants, monkeys, bozo. Okay? I don't care who it is. Okay? Even Grandma Rose, damn it. Yeah, Grandma Rose. Okay, damn it. It's no discriminating over here, damn it. Don't let anyone. Don't let them. Okay? Don't let them make you reverse your testimony, okay? Because if they can get you to reverse your testimony, they can get you to reverse your reality. Yo, this is your boy Chris Cass, a.k.a. I'm Elgin, a.k.a. Man of Many Talents, a.k.a. And you're listening to the world's most sanest podcast, Last of a Dying Breed. This is Cash Talk. There's no talk like Cash Talk.